Nathan Zagura here at Soldier Field, where the Browns finished the preseason up undefeated with a 25-0 victory over the Chicago Bears, marking the first time since 1986 that the Browns have been undefeated in the exhibition season. It was a great day for the Browns defense, obviously, when you get a shutout. They got to the quarterback four times, they got a safety, and now that is 12 straight quarters for this defense without allowing a touchdown in the preseason. Greg Williams certainly has this unit ready to go. And really, it talks about the depth of this team. These guys were out here competing. There's the one cut down. It was a lot of guys fighting for their NFL lives, and they came out and they played fantastic football. For the Browns in the first half, Cody Kessler found Rinnell Hall, a wide receiver who has really stood out in the preseason, for a touchdown on a nice back shoulder throw. He finished the day 11 of 19 for 144 yards and the aforementioned touchdown. And then in the second half, it was the Kevin Hogan show, brother, as he lit it up 13 of 17 for 180 yards and two touchdowns. Found Randall Telfer wide open on a blown coverage for 51 yards, and then on a slant and go, hit Jordan Leslie for a touchdown for the second straight week. Hogan was very impressive, and the Browns will certainly have some big decisions to make in the quarterback room after that performance. All in all, though, a great day for the defense. I talked about the safety, Calvin Pryor and Carter Schultz teaming up on that one to get Connor Shaw in the end zone, and that was a nice one. That's how you get to 25, by the way. You get a safety, and the Browns did that. Their defense at the end of the game, you could tell they wanted to maintain the shutout, and they did that, getting a sack by Larry Ogunjobi to finish off the game. All in all, a great performance from the Browns, and Hugh Jackson has to be very happy with the way his team came out and competed here today and taking down the Bears 25-0. One of the best performances really we've seen from a Browns team in a preseason in a long, long time. Now, of course, all the attention turns to September the 10th against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we will have all the information for you on ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, over the weekend as the Browns pare this roster down from 90 to 53. In fact, we'll have a live cast for you, me and Sir Andrew Gribble, coming at your way on Saturday as we get that first look at the 53-man roster. Don't forget, next Friday night on News 5, it will be the Browns Countdown season preview, so be sure to check that out. That'll do it for the preseason undefeated for your Cleveland Browns. Next up, the Pittsburgh Steelers, September the 10th at First Energy Stadium.